You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Okay, River, relax.
It nearly hit us that time, and telling me to relax is having the opposite effect. Force field at 29% coverage.
So shift the array around 120 degrees horizontal.
130, I think.
Then let's go with that, and 15 degrees vertical. And we're fully covered.
The creature can switch direction in an instant. It's terrifyingly fast.
I have a theory about that.
Oh, really? Well, do tell.
See, the Vermitola exists purely in the vortex. Just by moving the vortex, it's manipulating time.
Daniel?
I think it moves at a constant speed, but expands and contracts time around it. See? River, I've been doing this for years. I knew that thing's dangerous, but I also know how to keep us safe.
Picking up another ship.
If we've seen it, you can bet the Vermitola has too.
So, we've been in orbit around the moon 36 hours. No contact from anyone on the landing team, nothing. And then suddenly the captain comes back and says the others are dead, let's go. 1,500 light years later, a patrol ship hails us. Captain says it's trap, keep going. Long story short, they board us, but it turns out the captain's mind has been possessed by a shape-shifting fungus. And they decide I knew about it. Which I didn't. And they charge me with collusion with a hostile alien power, and I'm out of the service.
How interesting.
I wasn't talking to you.
Then who are you talking to?
Him.
That's a bowl of bar snacks in the shape of a frog.
No, not here. Him. Oh, he's gone.
Well, it sounds like you've been pretty hard done by.
I have. I definitely... Who are you?
My name is Admiral Eno.
Ayrton Valencia. You got a cool hat.
I know. And I have another hat that needs filling.
Oh, really?
Yes. A rather fine engineer's hat.
Dad, what's happening?
It's fine, Allison. Go back to bed.
The shaking woke me up. Did the Vermitola attack again?
It did.
But it's attacking another ship now.
What kind of ship?
The grey box there on the monitor.
You've never seen the Vermitola trap a time ship, have you, River?
No, and I haven't been looking forward to it.
It loops around the ship and goes mouth to tail.
Like an Ouroboros?
Yep, and then it just slices right through.
Oh. The ship is so tiny.
Yeah, it may not be as small as it looks.
Oh, my. Look what it's doing to that ship.
Honey, don't worry. The Vermitola tracks movement. And this pile of junk we live in isn't going anywhere.
I think maybe she was concerned for them rather than us. The ship is breaking up. Let's see if the tractor beam can pull it in.
Whoa, the ship seems way bigger now it's broken up.
That's because it's bigger on the inside.
How's that possible?
It's split into 6 pieces. One of them is on course to come within the tractor beam range in the next few seconds.
Okay, there's an airlock on the side of the cargo bay. Pull it in.
Yep, I've locked on.
Good. Draw it around to the airlock, seal it to the rest of the complex, and we'll go down there and take a look.
Can I come?
Honey, you know how temporal fluctuations interfere with your stabilizer.
Dad, I haven't had an episode in months, Dad.
Let's keep it that way, shall we?
We need to go, Daniel. There could be someone alive in there, and they might need our help.
Why don't you watch the monitors for us?
Whoa, Thrillsville! Mr. Valencia.
Valencia, how do you feel?
I feel like I never want to feel anything ever again.
Give me your arm.
What for?
Something that should help with your hangover.
Ah! Are we at your apartment?
No.
Did you and I...
Good heavens, no. You're on my ship, the best before.
What?
Where did you expect to be?
Well, I...
You've been drummed out of the service. You drank the last of your money in that bar last night, and your home planet is 230 light years away. The only reason you're not on the street is because you accepted my offer.
What offer?
They all pretend not to remember.
What do you mean, all? How often do you do this?
Only when I need new crew, which is semi-regularly.
Are those the engines?
Yes, we need to get them warmed up. Our parking ticket expires in 15 minutes. If you could have a shower and a shave and be at your post in 10, please.
This the airlock?
Yes. The wreckage we picked up should be on the other side.
Give me the security code.
Wait, wait. I have to raise a shield in case the seal isn't tight.
The drone reported back that the seal had been applied all...
Okay, but if we open the airlock and there's nothing but vortex...
Hurry up, then.
Ready now. The code's 6, 2, 7, 8, 3, and 7.
Look, seal is fine. Lower the force field and let's get in there. This is part of a TARDIS.
What's a TARDIS?
It's a very advanced type of time machine. The name stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space.
How can you tell it's a TARDIS?
Oh, well, the round things on the walls are a big giveaway. It was a standard design for centuries. Hello? Don't worry, you're safe. We picked up this fragment of your TARDIS when it broke up. Hello?
The pilot could have been in any of the other fragments.
We should check all the rooms. Make sure there's nobody here. Laboratory. It might be useful, I suppose.
Who made this TARDIS, then?
The Time Lords. That's how pleased with it they were. They decided to make it their thing. Mastery over time, etc.
Are you one of these... Time Lords?
Well, let's say I'm affiliated. Though I'm not sure they'd see it that way. But I've flown TARDISes before. My husband has one.
You never mentioned you were married.
Didn't I? Well, it's not the sort of marriage where we're in each other's lives all the time. No, this isn't his TARDIS. The layout is too logical. Gymnasium. Handy. We can go for a run on the treadmills.
But if the ship can travel in time...
Well, yes, absolutely. But it depends what rooms we've got in the segment we've picked up. A control room would be ideal. A link to the Eye of Harmony, even better. We'd have the energy source we'd need to open a temporal gate.
Here's hoping.
Most TARDISes have several control rooms, so there's a good chance... It's a zero room. Well, isn't that just typical?
What is it?
Chill out room, basically. Alison might like it.
She doesn't like anything.
Fair enough. She is a teenager.
Reporting for duty, I suppose.
Thank you, Mr. Valencia. Everyone, this is our new engineer.
Hello.
Your station is there. We're preparing to time jump to the planet Ariados on the 3rd of October, 3175.
Okay. Time what?
This is a time-traveling vessel. I did explain this.
You mean time travel? It's possible.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you didn't know. A computer, bring up the tutorial on Mr. Valencia's station.
So, you want to learn temporal class engineering?
Yes.
Okay, everyone, 15-minute coffee break while Mr. Valencia gets up to speed.
What about the parking ticket, Mum?
Oh, it'll be fine. They never check on a Sunday. If anyone wants to play me at pool, I'll be in my ready room.
Damn it.
I take it this isn't the control room either.
No. The control room is dominated by a six-sided central console, whereas this is a kitchen garden.
Oh, look, they have lemongrass. It's one of those flavors the synth never quite gets right, you know, when it's really fresh.
Oh.
You're disappointed.
If only we'd managed to salvage a section with a control room, I could have had us home in minutes.
We'll get home. I'm a survivor. Allison's a survivor. And I can tell you're one, too. Who knows, maybe Gallifrey will notice it's gone missing and come looking for it.
Yes, maybe.
Yes, Mr. Valencia, that's the space-time vortex. Extraordinary, isn't it?
And you're telling me every moment and place in the entire history of the universe can be reached here?
In theory. In practice, it's like space travel. There are limits on how far you can go with the vehicle you've got. This crate can do a few millennia either way before it runs out of fuel, and you don't want to be stranded here.
Nearly there, Mom.
Thank you, number two. Pulling out of the vortex now. Try not to overshoot. We don't want to get there 3 weeks early and end up hanging around again.
Dinner's almost ready, Allison.
Oh, okay.
Have you been watching the monitors all this time?
Yeah. I know the Vormatoda is dangerous, but it's funny, I find it kind of soothing watching it swirl around.
I suppose it does have a hypnotic quality.
It makes me think of that song by the Police about watching someone.
The creepy song about stalking.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow, I'm surprised people are still listening to the Police in the 42nd century.
Mm.
Come on, your dad's serving up. What are we having?
Duck chow mein with lemongrass.
That would be perfect with the late harvest Riesling I found in that duty-free bag.
Can I have a glass of wine?
No.
No.
Oh, come on. It's not like I'm going to go out driving or do something with a boy I'll regret in the morning or anything.
You're still too young to be drinking.
Fine. I'll have a soda.
What's the magic word?
I'll have a soda. Abracadabra.
Here you go.
So what was in that chunk of wreckage you picked up?
There's a blank white room you can go and sit in when you want to get away from us.
Sounds great.
Daniel, I think the fusion plugs in the generator are almost burned out. Have we any more?
Maybe in the hold of the troop carrier.
I'll go and look for some after dinner.
Can I come?
Sure.
If I say so myself, this is pretty good.
It looks delicious. Cheers.
In slowly. Slowly, they'll be held to pay if she's damaged.
Sorry, ma'am.
She?
Yes, Mr. Valencia. That's a stasis capsule containing a psychopath from the year 3460 who killed 27 people and used an experimental time gate to escape into the past.
Are we picking her up for the Police, then?
No, the Police lost her sometime in the mid-1980s and gave up the hunt. She tried to get back to her own time, but only got as far as 3175. All right, let's close the doors, then.
So who are we picking her up for, if not the Police?
She killed the son of a mob boss.
So, we're delivering a murderer to a gangster?
Yeah, it's a living. Take off in 10 minutes, everyone.
Careful. There have been temporal fluctuations in this segment lately.
I need to check my stabilizer is on.
Why is it you need the stabilizer?
Temporal sensitivity makes me hallucinate, but the stabilizer just clips right behind my ear and I forget it's there.
Huh. Is that the door down there?
No, don't open that door.
But your father's map says the quickest way is through that section.
Dad says that piece of the complex has become unstable. That's why it's locked. If you go inside, it might break away.
Was there anything important in there?
Nah, just tons of old junk in boxes. But it was the room Dad and me were in when we got stranded here.
Aye, so it's your only link with home?
I guess. Never felt like that when we were in it. Just felt like some old guy's junk room. Come on, we can go another way around. It's almost as quick.
Mr. Mr. Valencia, raise thrust by 46%.
Yes, ma'am.
See? I told you you'd get the hang of it.
Picking up a wave disruption off to starboard, ma'am.
Put it on screen. Probably another vessel. You're ready to course correct and... Oh.
It's the Vormatoda, ma'am.
I can see it's the Vormatoda. Lock onto it. Don't lose it.
What's the Vormatoda?
Fewer questions and more speed, please, Mr. Valencia. It's a serpent that lives in the vortex and attacks time machines.
Okay. Why are we going towards it?
Because we must destroy it. Ready the missiles. Focus them all on its mouth as soon as it comes into view.
Why is that our job?
Because it destroyed the first ship I ever commanded and killed my entire crew and I barely escaped alive. Since then, I've seen it 6 times. I try to destroy it. I never succeed. 7th time's the charm, Mr. Valencia.
Oh, my.
Fire on it! Everything we've got!
Daniel, tell me about...
River, the Vormatoda's active again.
Oh, no.
And there's another ship. They seem to be attacking the creature. Look.
Oh, we have to warn them how dangerous it is.
I've never managed to raise another vessel across the vortex.
Well, try, Daniel!
Increase speed.
We can't.
Use a back channel. There are always shortcuts in the vortex.
We've lost it.
What? It's enormous. How can you have lost a...
No good. I told you, you can't.
Oh, they've been hit.
Look, the Vormatoda is coiling around it while it's weak.
Be ready with the tractor beam. Let's save what we can.
Damage report, please.
You're going to get us all killed.
Mr. Valencia, I'm getting no response from the engine room, and we need to boost the supply so we can make an emergency jump.
Maybe they're all dead in the engine room. Did you think of that?
Yes, I did, and you're not making the situation any better. Please go to the engine room.
All right.
Try to land somewhere uninhabited that's not... Plague or smack in the middle of an interstellar war.
She's breaking up.
Okay, the rear section is within tractor beam range. Oh,
but that's less likely to have survivors in it. The front section may come within range if we wait.
But it may not. And if we wait, there's a chance we could lose both.
Oh, all right. Fine. But I hope you don't want the rear section just because that's the one where the time engines are.
What do you mean?
I mean, you want the piece that might help us escape.
Even if that were true, forgive me if I'm concerned about getting my daughter out of this place before we both grow old and die.
I'm sorry. That was unfair. Do we have an available airlock?
There's a piece of the fuselage of a budget timeliner down there. You should be able to use the passenger airlock.
The one where I found the duty-free bag? Got it. I traveled on one of those budget timeliners once. They charged me extra for my suitcase, then put the wrong tag on them, so they ended up in a parallel universe. Oh. Oh.
Good work, River.
Daniel! Oh, there's someone in here.
Oh, you're not the Admiral.
Is there anyone else in this part of the ship?
I was on my way to check the engines.
You had a problem with the engines?
Whoa, is that guy okay?
Allison, I told you to stay in your room.
I think he has concussion. We shouldn't move him. I'll stay here. You search the rest of the ship.
Come on, Dad.
No, I'm going first. You stay back until I say it's safe. Must have ruptured a seal on the engines. Fusion leak. They'd have been killed instantly.
But it's safe now?
Yes, the engine shut itself down. The emergency systems decontaminated the room. Question is, how serious the damage to the engine is?
Can we get out of here?
Maybe. If I can get this engine working and hook it to a navigation...
I mean this room. Can we get out of this room?
Of course. There's another room below this one. Aha!
What's this?
It's a stasis pod.
And what's a stasis pod?
It's a box that freezes time.
Cool. Why?
If someone's going on a long journey, you put them in this. When they get to the other end, they don't know any time has passed.
And why is this exciting to you?
You'll see. There's an anti-gravity cradle over there. Bring it here, and we'll carry it out.
Is he okay?
I put him into a mini coma, which should mean he recovers completely from the concussion in a matter of minutes. What have you got there?
The cargo. And it's also the only other survivor of this ship.
A stasis pod? Where are you taking it?
To Dad's workshop.
We're gonna let out whatever's inside, then.
Oh! You could take out the time flow inhibitors and reverse them.
And then we may have a workable temporal manipulator. Exactly.
Oh, you're a very versatile fellow, Daniel.
Allison, pull the cradle around and we'll take it out through the airlock.
Okay.
Who the hell?
Relax.
Who are you? How did you get on board? Are you the cargo?
No. My name is River Song. We rescued you.
Rescued? What? You're on our ship. What do you mean rescued?
I'm afraid your ship broke up.
Then how?
We rescued this fragment and attached you onto... Well, to be honest, it's a drifting scrapyard in the middle of the vortex, but you can live on it.
You're not making any sense.
No, I know. But it is all true. It's a jumble of fragments of other ships lashed together. What's your name?
Ayrton Valencia. So what happened to the rest of the Best before?
The what?
That's the name of the ship.
Adrift in the vortex. I'm sorry, we can't hail them.
It was her own fault.
Who?
The Admiral. She chased after the Vormatoda, said something about it killing her crew. Some vendetta.
Is she insane?
I think so, yes.
Ayrton, are you up to a walk?
Where?
To assess the damage to the engines.
Has that done anything?
No.
How about now?
No. Dad, should you really be messing with this? Oh, that's done something?
I think we have it.
Oh, man. The bodies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you know them well?
I only met them a few hours ago, but still...
You know, let's spend as little time here as possible. Right, start by getting the diagnostics online.
You said we. How many of you are there?
Three. I've only been here a few weeks, but Daniel and his daughter, Allison, have been here years.
And they've survived here all that time?
Their ship broke up on a paleontology trip from the 42nd century to the Triassic. He's an evolutionary botanist. All they had was a food machine, some power cells, and a tractor beam. He's been using that to draw in other fragments, trying to put together something to get out of the vortex.
How did you end up here?
Well, my vortex manipulator failed mid-journey. Daniel picked me up and pulled me aboard just before my force field broke down.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm hoping to pay him back by helping him get out of here.
Mr. Valencia?
What was that?
It came from the corridor. It sounded like the Admiral.
The door's opening,
Dad. Oh, she's pretty.
And perfectly preserved.
I wish my hair was like hers. Straight and not frizzy.
You have beautiful hair.
Dad, your opinion doesn't count. She's alive?
Of course she's alive. That's the whole point of this.
And who are you?
We were about to ask you the same question.
My name is Calliope Maleska.
I'm Daniel. This is Allison, and we're...
I know you!
Me?
No, I've tried. There's no response from...
How in the world?
Hello, Admiral.
Mr. Valencia, is that you?
Yes, yes.
Where are you?
I'm in the corridor leading down to the engine room.
You can't be. That part of the ship's gone.
It's intact. It's just separated.
Who's that? It's not the cargo, is it?
My name is Professor River Song, and it shouldn't be possible for us to be talking. Communication across the vortex doesn't work.
Well, it's happening.
Wait, wait, I have a theory.
You look so familiar.
There's no way you two can have met.
Have you spent every waking moment with her all of her life?
Not exactly, but...
Forget it. Where am I?
I'm afraid you're inside a makeshift complex of fragments of time ships adrift in the space-time vortex.
I don't believe you.
It's true. I'm sorry.
No. No, 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 no. You're just trying to catch me off guard. What a ridiculous story.
Please. You've just come out of stasis. You're confused.
You'd like me to be confused, wouldn't you? Well, look.
Let her go.
Tell me what's really going on here, or I'll kill her.
You don't have any weapons, and you don't look strong enough to throttle her.
What?
Let her go, and we'll talk.
We don't need to talk.
Okay, but please... Ow!
Dad, what's she doing to you?
It's true, then.
Please, put Allison down, and we'll...
I'm gonna go find some weapons now.
We don't have any.
That's what you think.
I've got you. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Where did she go?
Towards the living quarters.
Dad, where are you going?
I'm gonna find her before she finds the weapons.
But we don't have any weapons, do we? Dad?
Time and space aren't clearly separated here. I believe the Vormatoda has severed the ship in time, but not in space.
So you're saying... The two halves of the ship are still connected. We just can't cross the fracture in time.
Yes. Hence the comm system still works. We only appear to be separated in space because we're in the vortex.
So what do we do?
Adapt your navigation system to jolt us back onto the same time track as you. You should be able to do that on emergency power.
We'll need you to detach that section of the ship from the rest of the complex.
Understood. You let us know when you're ready.
River!
Allison, I think we can get this
ship... We opened the pod and there was a woman inside and...
You opened the pod?
It was Dad's idea. He thought we could use the parts, but she attacked us. She said she was gonna kill me.
Well, yes, she's a psychopath.
She went to find weapons.
We don't have any.
I think maybe Dad lied about that. He went to look for her.
If you don't catch her, she'll kill you. She's dangerous and unstable.
Right, I'll...
Oh, and she's psychic.
Well, amazing. Allison, stay here, help Mr. Valencia fix the engines. I'm gonna help your father tackle this psychic psychopath.
I'm Allison, by the way. This is how I live.
Calliope, I was telling the truth. There's no way out of here except into the vortex. Look, we're all in the same boat here. We don't care what you've done. We're all just trying to survive. Okay, fine. Do you realize how many people have tried to kill me? My own people tried to kill me. Gods have tried to kill me. The Daleks did kill me, and here I am. You're just one little girl, so... A little girl has my plasma pistol. Great.
Daniel, are you all right?
River?
Yes, it's me.
Don't go any farther. She's hiding around the next corner.
Where did she get that gun?
I have a small stash of weapons.
And you didn't think to tell me this?
I didn't know if I could trust you yet. I had to think of Allison.
Where were they?
The living quarters came from a smuggler's ship. There's a stash hole in there. It's well hidden, but... She read my mind.
So what do we do?
I have an idea.
Good.
We isolate her in some part of the complex we don't use, seal it, and detach it.
I don't like it. But given the choice between that and her murdering us all, I'm willing to go along with it.
I just hope she isn't reading my mind right now.
Or for that matter, listening to our conversation. She's coming this way.
Let's move.
Let's go to that unstable piece of the complex.
Why?
Well, you just said let's trap her in a part of the complex and then detach it. So let's use that piece.
No, I didn't mean...
What are you talking about? It's ideal. There's even another way out through the hold of that troop transport.
I think...
We don't have time to argue about it. Come on!
them not to open the pod.
I was unconscious. You're lucky there was anyone here to tell them anything. Everyone in engineering died. Those deaths are on you, Admiral.
I don't care for your tone, Mr. Valencia.
I don't care for you putting us all at risk for the sake of your...
The Vormatoda is a killer.
You attacked it first.
No, it attacked me first all those years ago. I'm just carrying on
it's
the fight.
It's probably just afraid.
It should be. I intend to kill it before it spawns again.
What?
Other people have reported seeing it with a younger one. I never have, but...
Maybe you killed it.
Enough of this. How are you getting on with River's plan?
We're recalibrating now. What about the engines?
I've had to pull out some of the compensators, but for a short hop, we can vary the levels by hand and...
It's coming around again.
What is?
The Vormatoda. I'll get it this time.
Wait, no, no!
Our weapons are still functional. Speak to you when it's dead, Mr. Valencia.
No!
Allison, where are you going?
Here it is!
I still think this isn't the best answer.
Oh, it'll do the job! Get it open!
All right. The door doesn't lock from the inside, so we're gonna have to barricade it.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff to choose from. Look at all this junk.
Help me with the bureau.
This looks antique.
It probably is.
Isn't it yours?
Okay, we need more. There's a box down there full of bowling balls.
Oh, good grief. Remind me to ask you why it felt necessary to bring these across time and space to the Triassic period.
Put it on top of the bureau.
Is there anything in here we could use to defend ourselves?
No proper weapons.
No, those were all in your secret toy box, I suppose. Well, surely there's a lead pipe or a hammer or... Aha! A cricket bat. Well, this'll do for starters. I haven't seen one of these since...
What is it?
This is the fragment you started off in, yes?
Yes.
You said you'd never seen a TARDIS before. But this room is another standard TARDIS template.
Really?
And it's full of eclectic ephemera from across the universe with a particular fascination for Earth.
What's your point?
This isn't a piece of your ship at all. It's a part of my husband's TARDIS.
Your husband? What a coincidence.
You were adrift in the vortex in a fragment of the Doctor's TARDIS, and you told me it was unstable and I couldn't come in here. Why?
Why don't you tell me?
Because you knew I'd recognize it. Because you've known who I am all along. Because if I knew you know the Doctor, I might work out who you really are.
So?
You're the master.
Bravo.
I thought I'd met all your different bodies.
This isn't my body, strictly speaking. I stole it.
No, just like you stole part of this TARDIS. He's probably been looking for this room.
I didn't steal this. The Doctor wanted rid of me.
Oh, really? The number of times he's bent over backwards to help you when you didn't deserve it.
You can't always trust the Doctor's versions of events.
Oh, I know, but I trust his a lot more than yours.
I fell into the Eye of Harmony.
What? And you survived?
I always...
Oh, you always survive. Yes, of course you do.
The Eye tried to break me down into pure energy, but it's also connected to every other part of the TARDIS. So I was able to ride the energy wave down to a spare room to protect itself. The Doctor's TARDIS detached the room.
And set it adrift in the vortex. Why did you pick me up?
To save your life.
You only did it because you thought I could help you.
And because I was bored and wanted the company. Allison's very sulky.
Who is Allison, really? She's not your daughter.
I'm not giving you all the pieces, Professor Song. You work it out.
Hello? Could you let me in, please?
Damn it! I'd forgotten all about her.
We can beat her if we work together.
Oh, amazing. Barricaded in a room with one psychopath, trying to stop another psychopath from getting in.
You may as well let me in, because I'm going to get in anyway.
How?
Ow.
Ow. Oh, she's reading your mind again, isn't she?
My old body had defenses against this sort of thing. I need a better one.
You're not having mine.
The thought never crossed my mind.
And the thought did cross his mind several times.
Oh. Close your eyes.
Why?
Because if you know what I'm doing, she'll know what I'm doing.
Right. You might want to stand back from that bureau you've barricaded the door with. because I'm going to blow it up.
What a shame. That's a nice piece.
Where's River? River is hiding behind the tea chest with a cricket bat.
I'll take that plasma pistol, thank you.
I wouldn't let him take that if I were you.
River, she's more a threat to you than I am.
That remains to be seen.
Check if she's got any more weapons.
There's something bulky and squarish in the inside pocket of her jacket.
That could be a limited disillusion, mind. Take it.
It isn't. She's telling the truth. It's actually a VHS tape of a 1980s teen movie called Anyone But Me.
Yes! Funny thing, it was locked away in the same place as all his weapons.
River, she's just trying to distract him.
And she succeeded. Tell me, why is there a picture of Allison on the front of this video?
What are you doing?
I have to stop her. She can't just kill it.
You don't have any weapons and your ship can't move.
I have the tractor beam.
But the other half of the ship is out of range.
I don't need to reach the other half of the ship. I just need to reach something I can throw at it.
What? You can't...
I'll take you on if I have to.
Come on, stop fooling around. Where did you learn to punch like that?
Back off, man.
I'm going to tell the Admiral what you're planning.
When high school outsider Allison Hartley is nominated for class president as a joke, she does her best to make herself unelectable. But the less she cares what people think of her, the more popular she becomes. How far will Allison go to make everyone hate her? This teen comedy is a laugh riot. Brackets, Movie Monthly, close brackets.
It's not really a laugh riot.
Oh, it is. The girl in it's very cynical and sarcastic.
You've seen this film?
I was hiding out for a while on 20th Century Earth. I saw a lot of films. I knew I recognized her from somewhere.
Why does Allison look exactly like the girl in the film?
People look like people.
She has the same name.
And what did he say his name was?
Daniel.
That's the dad's name in the film.
What is she? A holographic projection?
Oh, no, she's real.
I want to know now. I'm going to find out the truth.
I think it's time for you to be quiet. What's the matter with this thing?
Oh, I burned it out blasting through the door. That's cheap weapons for you. Now, I might try out one of the other toys you had stashed. Such as... this sonic scimitar, which looks fun. It is fun!
I thought you frisked her for weapons.
Well, I obviously missed that one! Know what you're thinking.
Oh, really?
I can see it in your mind. Your so-called daughter's here and she's sneaking up behind me, isn't she?
No, I can't hide anything from you, can I?
No, you certainly can not. Oh! Where is she?
River, the hatch control, by your foot.
On it!
Oh! Close the hatch before she follows.
Does this thing lock?
No.
Then it won't buy us much time, will it?
No, but the plasma pistol will.
Oh, but that thing's useless.
Not completely. If all else fails, you can set those things to detonate. So I lift one up there.
Oh, my. Will that kill her?
Hopefully.
So, what did you do to distract her up there?
I can't stop her reading my mind, but I can feed her misinformation.
Are there any more weapons?
Nope.
I don't believe you. I can't believe anything you say. Oh, she's not dead.
I did my best.
We need to reach the control room. If she follows us through the hold, we can close off and jettison it before she gets out.
Okay. This way.
Hello? Admiral Eno, are you there?
Valencia, is that you?
Are you okay?
Something hit us.
You have to stop firing on the Vormatoda.
Why?
I don't have time to explain, just stop. Hold steady until we can pull the ship back together.
Are you working on the engines?
Yes, but we have a killer on the loose and a giant time serpent circling the complex. These are not ideal working conditions.
Allison, thank heaven you're safe. Come on, we're going to...
Leave me alone, River.
Oh, but we've a way of getting out of here. Come on.
Don't touch me or...
Come on, Allison.
I'll demagnetize the whole of the complex.
Can she do that?
The complex is held together by the same mechanisms that power the tractor beam.
So yes, she can. And we'll all die if she does it.
What's this about, Allison?
They were trying to kill it.
Kill what?
The Vormatoda.
Well, why do you care about that?
The Admiral said it had a child once. What happened to it? I can't stop thinking about what happened to its child.
Allison, come on, we're getting out of here. Your River's found a way.
I don't want to go, Dad.
This isn't your father.
What?
That might not be a helpful point to raise at this time.
Of course he's my father.
Before you came here, what do you remember?
Calliope will be following us.
Where did you live?
Just a small town in Oregon.
River, stop this or
Allison,
I'll be...
Allison, if he makes another move towards you or me, you have my permission to demagnetize the complex.
River, you'll regret this.
Tell me, were you a bit of an outsider at school? Did you get nominated as class president for a joke and try to make everyone not want to vote for you?
I never told you that. How did you know that?
And everything you've told me about your life on Earth makes it sound like you're from the 1980s?
River, you're upsetting her.
He's not your father, and he doesn't care about your feelings. Your appearance, personality, your name, all based on this old movie which he hid from you.
What?
Look, here.
But this is me.
And the person you've been calling Dad is actually known as the Master.
What makes you think she didn't know this already? Maybe she's been lying to you too.
I didn't know. River, honestly,
I believe you, Allison. I think the Master programmed you to believe you were just a normal girl.
You're saying I'm not?
I think I know who you really are.
Why make me think I'm this person from a movie?
I needed a human template. It was the first thing that came to hand. I found it among the doctor's junk. It's Calliope. She's coming.
Allison, come with me.
But the Vormatoda...
The Vormatoda will look after itself. I'll look after you.
To Calliope?
She's trying to kill us, so I don't care.
Callus is his hound. I have to agree.
Oh, I thought we were friends.
How did she get here?
Didn't he tell you about the secret duct running from the hold to the corridor outside the workshop?
No, he didn't.
Slipped my mind.
Oh, yes. It slipped out of your mind and into hers.
Are you going to kill us?
Yes. I am.
But then you'll never know how to get out of here. Only we know how to bring the two halves of the best before back together.
Well, that's where the whole reading people's minds thing comes in useful.
Ah! Ah!
See?
Oh!
Now I know exactly how to do it.
Look, kill them if you have to.
Dad?
Told you, not your dad.
But I have big plans, Calliope, and I could use someone like you.
Oh, you're not serious.
I don't know. I like being my own boss.
You'd be under no obligation, but the opportunities...
Interesting. Can I think it over?
By all means. You can kill these two while we're waiting.
Oh!
I have an offer of my own to make. Give up now and let us through, or I'll remove Allison's stabilizer.
Her what?
River.
What? No, you can.
Allison, remember, the person who told you you needed the stabilizer was him. And everything he's told you was a lie.
Not everything.
You are not ill. That's not what the stabilizer does.
What does it do?
It holds you in human form and makes you forget what you were.
Is this true?
Come on, you know who you are.
Yes, she does. You captured her and held her hostage. That's why the Vormatoda attacked other ships, but never this complex. It's working for you, because you have its child. Allison is its child.
Twist.
I needed something to disable other ships, so I could use the tractor beam and get the pieces.
You made the Vormatoda destroy for you? Made it kill?
You know how long I've been in there alone, drifting in the vortex, looking through the doctor's junk for something that might help me escape? Because I don't. 20 years, 100 years, I lost track.
Oh, don't pretend you were forced into this. You do this sort of thing for fun. Allison, take off the stabilizer.
I'm scared.
I know, but trust me.
Calliope, Hurry up and kill them.
No! I want to see this.
Okay. Here goes.
No, Allison. Kill them.
That should have sliced her in half.
Oh, she's more resilient than that, I'm afraid.
Okay, River, tell her to stop now.
Isn't she beautiful? So many colors in her scales. Oh, she must have felt so constricted in that awkward human body, with all its limbs and bones sticking out everywhere. Oh, I expect she wants some exercise.
Run!
Admiral, I've reset the engines and they seem to be working.
We need a little better than seem to be.
It's a choice between seem to be and aren't. What do you prefer?
Fine. Are you ready to pull the ship back together?
I need to wait for the others.
The others aren't my concern.
Close the door and lock it.
What about the others?
Two of them are murderers. The other one's a time-traveling serpent who belongs here anyway. So, it's just you and me, Mr. Valencia.
What's happening in there? We need to get out of here before the Vormatoda attacks again.
I don't think the Vormatoda will be bothering you anymore. Detach!
Okay.
What do we do now?
You magnetize the complex so we get away from this thing.
Won't we just be drifting around in the vortex if you do that?
Yes.
And it won't stop her attacking us. You've angered her now.
I know. And the Vormatoda can sense the slightest movement in time. It can sense aging. There's nowhere we can hide from it, so do you have any better ideas?
Actually, yes.
Are we in sync yet?
Still a few milliseconds out.
This is never gonna work.
Have faith, Mr. Valencia. And the best before is back to its best. Open the door.
Welcome back. And welcome aboard. Is the cargo intact?
No.
Oh, well, that's another time zone I can never go back to. Did you at least get the stasis pod back?
No, they took it. Oh, which means it's still in the complex. Oh, damn!
What's the matter?
It means there's just a chance. The stasis pod is in there.
Is there room for two inside?
Provided you don't have any personal space issues.
I'll get over them.
The whole complex is breaking up.
Allison smashing it to pieces from the inside.
Is that her coming out of it?
Yes. The Vormatoda's child.
Gosh.
See? All these years you tried to destroy it, and it was just looking for its kid.
That doesn't justify all the people it killed.
Maybe not, but it makes it more understandable. And it means now it'll stop.
You sure of that?
Absolutely sure. Look, there they are. Together again.
Power's getting through to the instruments again, Admiral.
Excellent. Where can we drop you off, Professor Song?
Anywhere I can get the parts to repair my vortex manipulator. Oh, also a VCR. Oh, harmonic feedback loop burned out as well. Oh, typical.
Leave me alone, James.
But Allison, I love you.
Yeah, you're a bit drippy though, aren't you, James?
You don't know me. In the last week, I've been everyone. A delinquent, a cheerleader, a punk, a geek, an airhead.
Oh, there's always a bit left over when you finish fixing something, isn't there?
I know none of those were you. I love...
Don't you dare say you love the real me. Even I don't know who I am, and I don't trust anyone who says they do.
Oh, well.
I feel like Allison Hartley is just a shell I wear. And when I leave high school, it's gonna hatch, and I'll be the person I was meant to be. Maybe we all will.
Sounds like they finished counting the votes. Should we go see if you won?
No. I may not know who I am, but I know who I'm not.
Well said, Allison.
You've been listening to The Diary of River Song, The Lifeboat and the Deathboat by Eddie Robson. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, the Master, Eric Roberts, Allison, Lucy Heath, Admiral Eno, Sasha Bahar, Ayrton Valencia, Engineer, Himesh Patel, Calliope Maleska, Robot, Eleanor Crooks, Number 2, Computer, James, Christopher Naylor. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.